from the heartland of America and the gateway to the West. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Patty Greer joins us in her amazing research on crop formations. Here's what's happening this pre-Halloween night. The surviving pilot of a Russian plane shot down by Turkey on the Syrian border has said no warning was given at all. The captain told Russian television there was no way the jet could have violated Turkish airspace, as Turkey has said it did. Russia said that the captain was rescued in a 12-hour operation involving special forces. Turkey insists that the pilots were warned 10 times before the plane was shot down. It is not clear what happened to the body of his co-pilot, who was killed by gunfire as he parachuted from the burning plane. Matt Drudge, of course, with his incredible website, drudgereport.com. His first tweet in months came with a cryptic message. A shocking truth, as we've been reporting, is unfolding that the United States has been arming ISIS. The Obama administration has been plagued for weeks over news that U.S. weapons supplied to Syrian rebels were inadvertently winding up in the hands of terror groups. The media giant's tweet, however, alludes to something far more sinister, that ISIS is getting weapons somehow directly. A Houston mother and her boyfriend have been charged with four counts of child endangerment after the woman's 19-month-old daughter was found burned to death inside of an oven when she and her three siblings were left at home alone. Jeez. U.S. consumer spending barely rose in October as households took advantage of rising incomes to boost savings to their highest level in nearly 3 years, pointing to moderate economic growth in the fourth quarter. Michael Shedlock, the registered investment advisor with us. Well, finally, a little glow of good news there, Mish.
I think that's good news, actually.
Me too.
But first off, George, happy Thanksgiving to you, to the listening audience, to your producers. I really appreciate, George, I deeply appreciate the opportunity to come on and have these chats with you and the listening audience about this. Yeah, retail sales were down. Economists expected a rise three times greater in retail sales than what we actually saw. The Atlanta Fed downgraded its model, reduced fourth quarter GDP by 0.5% over what had been previously expected. So retail sales, they've been down or sluggish versus expectations ever since back to school in August. So consumers are pulling in their horns. We've talked about this before. And my prognosis, actually, for retail sales coming up for this holiday season is lower than expected.
Well, I got to tell
you, I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, for some reason, this economy is staying strong. Yes, there's no question. We got a lot of people out of work, Mish, but we got a lot of people who are working and they're doing okay.
They're doing okay. The interesting thing is, in the report that came out today, household income rose as much as they expected. It was a very, very healthy, 0.4% versus last month. Annualized, that's a huge gain. Yet, spending didn't. What this points to me is, in spite of what the economists say, is that consumers are pulling in their horns, that the spending has hit the end of the ropes. Auto sales have been really huge. They've been a huge sustaining factor in this economy going forward. If auto sales decline, if consumer spending declines, I think we're at the end of the line here, which is what I wrote about on my blog today, versus economists' expectations that the economy is about ready to lift off.
I think so, too.
What if it's wrong here, George? And I don't think it's me.
No, not at all. Mish, thank you so much. Good to talk with you. And you have a great Thanksgiving with your family as well. And thank you for everything you've done for us this year. An expanded version of America's annual Thanksgiving travel saga was underway, with gasoline prices way down. An estimated 47 million Americans expected to take a car, plane, bus, or train at least 50 miles away from home over the long holiday weekend. And that is fantastic. By the way, I may have said pre-Halloween show. It's the pre-Thanksgiving show. I got my holidays all screwed up. And by the way, if you're cooking turkey, Jeff Nelkin, our food safety coach, has given us some tips. And he just simply says, by all means, please make sure that that turkey is cooked and cooked well, 185 degrees in the thigh temperature. Not in the stuffing portion, but, you know, 185 degrees in the thigh, then you know that turkey is cooked well. For the next couple hours, we're going to talk about you, your health during this holiday season. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Pharmacist Ben is with us for the next couple hours. We're going to take phone calls pretty soon as well to help you out. As you know, we have partnered up with CriticalHealthNews.com. They are one of our major sponsors. They decided some time ago that this is the program that they wanted to get the message out to so many people. And we realized that what they were doing was so amazing that we said, hey, you know, we're gonna participate with you and grow with you and get a lot of people to participate with you as well. And it is happening. It is an amazing news service for you, and health reports that people like Ben Fuchs, Dr. Joel Wallach, and Dr. Peter Glidden all participate in. And Ben Fuchs is just one of them. Good to have you with us, Ben, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to talk to you again, George.
So here we are, pre-Thanksgiving. I said pre-Halloween earlier. I got so excited with all the holidays that, you know, people sometimes during this time period forget about their health a little bit, Ben. You know, they don't work out as much. They don't supplement as much. They eat a little more than they should. What tips tonight do you have for some folks?
I got a few. You know, first of all, theoretically anyway, Thanksgiving should be our healthiest holiday. And the secret to the health benefits of Thanksgiving are hidden right in the name, Thanksgiving. We forget that Thanksgiving is really about giving thanks. It's about being grateful. And although I'm a big nutrition guy and I love chemistry, I love biochemistry, and I've been formulating nutritional supplement products for decades, and I've been working with nutritional supplements in my practice for decades, really nothing tops the mental and emotional and even the spiritual strategies when it comes to keeping the body healthy. And when it comes to spiritual, mental, and emotional strategies for health, nothing beats gratitude. Just thinking about all the things that we have to be thankful for, from even if we're not in tip-top shape, just that we can walk, just that we can move our hands, just that we have vision, just that we have an ability to hear, just that we can have a normal bowel movement, for crying out loud. All the things that have to kick in, all the chemistry and all the biology that has to kick in for us to be able to function in our day-to-day lives, whether we're sick or whether we're healthy, is something to be very, very thankful for. And when we're thankful, from a biochemical perspective, we activate the body's healing nervous system. And this is so underappreciated when it comes to health. We actually have two nervous systems. We've got a rest and digest nervous system, a nervous system of peace, and a nervous system of healing, a nervous system of relaxation, and then we have an emergency nervous system. And when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases, when it comes to the long-term health issues that we all deal with, that many of us deal with, millions of Americans deal with, behind all of them, you will find a hyped-up, activated emergency nervous system. So the first thing I would remind folks who are dealing with a chronic degenerative disease or perhaps who aren't feeling as well as they think they should or as they'd like to is do things to activate this relaxation nervous system. This is technically called the parasympathetic nervous system. This rest and digest relaxation nervous system is responsible for muscle repair and anti-aging and beautiful skin and fighting diseases and the healing process. And at the top of the list of strategies for doing it is being grateful, giving thanks.
How much of this is really geared toward living longer, Ben? Just being able to take care of yourself, to just enjoy life, and to do it with some fulfillment.
Isn't that cool that
the human body does best when we're happy. The human body functions best when we're at peace. The human body functions best when we're having a good time. The human body functions best when we're celebrating, when we're giving thanks, when we're doing all of the things that that seem to be kind of airy-fairy and maybe not serious. That's when the human body does its best work. I always tease people in my talks and say, God wants you in a hot tub. You know, taking a hot bath, you and I have talked about that in the past. Taking a hot bath is one of the fastest ways to have this healing system kick in. You want to talk about anti-aging? I've been in the skincare business for decades now, and everybody's obsessed with wrinkle creams and fighting wrinkles and making sure that their skin looks youthful. Well, the fastest way, or one of the best ways, one of the most effective ways to stimulate collagen production, to fight wrinkles, to keep your skin healthy, and to keep your skin beautiful, is just to be at peace, just to take a hot bath, just to take a nap, to relax, to deep breathe. These are all the simple strategies that we lost track of when it comes to staying healthy. Nutritional supplementation is one of these things. We have a high-tech society where we think it's about surgeries, and we think it's about drugs, and we think it's about being medicated when it comes to health. Well, what has that gotten us? We've got hundreds of millions of people who are sick. The numbers, George, are absolutely staggering, and I would present it because we've lost track of the simple little things that we can do to stay healthy.
Did Cleopatra really take baths in milk?
So they say. I wasn't there. I can't tell you for sure, but what I could tell you is milk has got wonderful things for your skin, including a substance called lactic acid, which is one of the most powerful anti-wrinkle ingredients you could ever use. You could spend a lot of money on a lactic acid skincare product, and you get plenty of lactic acid in milk. In fact, a milk bath is kind of a cool thing to do, or even just putting a little bit of milk in your bath.
What is it about supplements, herbs on this planet that seem to be geared toward specific ailments that the human body incurs?
Isn't that interesting?
It's amazing.
So amazing to me. When I used to do a lot of what they call wildcrafting, where you go out in the woods and in the forest and pick herbs from my pharmacy. And I remember we had a big burn here in Boulder. It was a big fire maybe 20 years ago. And do you know that one of the most powerful anti-burn herbs, something called St. John's Wort, started to grow in this area that had been burnt, and it became a center for people to go to pick St. John's Wort. Nature seems to know that an anti-burn herb would be appropriate for land that had just been burnt.
But how? How does it know?
Because there's an intelligence built into nature that we can't even begin to comprehend, except we can leverage it. We can utilize it because it's in our bodies. There's an intelligence in our bodies that runs our heart, that runs our livers, that processes our food, that shunts the blood just so, that directs the pressure of fluids just so. Every time you stand up from a sitting position, George, there's an entire change in the fluid flow in your inner ear that allows you to navigate the movement from the sitting position to a standing position. Sometimes when that goes awry, people will feel really dizzy when they come up from a sitting position into a standing position. It's like we only notice the body and the intelligence of the body when something goes wrong.
Well, and sometimes things really do go wrong, Ben. How did the ancients understand this way before even modern medicine or holistic doctors jump in?
George, have you seen the pyramids?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Not up close and not personal. But
how the heck did they do that? You know, there's a place called Göbekli Tepe.
Yep, in Turkey.
This was 13,000 years ago. Who came up with this? This was supposedly we were hunter-gatherers at the time of this temple.
Well, what are you saying, that there was some lost knowledge
here? I'm thinking, you know. It seems to be that there was some wisdom that was built in. In fact, not only as amazing as the pyramids are, or Göbekli Tepe is, what about the reason for it? What was the purpose for it? Yeah, it was amazing. It's staggering how they even came up with building this thing. But why did they? Where did the knowledge come to even want to build a temple, to want to build a shrine to the divine force, however they interpreted the divine force to be?
Well, in Lebanon, there's an area called Baalbek, which is a massively constructed stone platform, which we can't move today. I don't know how they did it then. And it is, you know, thousands and thousands of years old. I think it was a landing pad for spacecraft.
Have you ever seen the pictures of those landing pads in Peru, or the weird things that you could only see from the sky?
The Nazca lines, they're called.
Yeah. And, or the caves in Peru?
Yeah.
You know? So there is this, there is so much mystery. And to me, that's what makes it thrilling to be alive, is the mystery. You know, we always want to explain things, but how about just immersing in the mystery of our existence?
Well, but and here's my question. Turmeric, good for inflammation.
Right.
Fights cancer, apparently.
Right.
Milk thistle, great for the liver, helps repair it and restore it. Who found these things?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. How about endocannabinoids? How about a plant that contains the same chemical that your brain makes when it's under stress? That's what marijuana is. How about the opium plant that makes the same chemical your brain makes when it's under pain? You make your own endorphins. You make your own morphine. You make your own heroin, essentially, which is the same molecule that's found in the opium plant. There are plants that contain a substance called dimethyltryptamine. Have you guys talked about DMT?
Oh, yeah, we sure have.
So what's going on here, George? The fact that we even can begin to think that we have an ability to comprehend divinity or to comprehend nature or to comprehend the utter majesty and magnificence of our universe, instead of just being in awe of it and respecting it. And this is really gets back to the whole pharmacomedical model. The idea that we think that we can interfere with the human body and its 100 trillion cells, each one of which is a staggering complexity that just blows the mind away. And we have 100 trillion of these things. Each one of these things is coated with a little sliver of oil that is akin to a computer chip, an information processor. And we're going to sit here and interfere with this system with prescription drugs in order to control the body? This is craziness. Or to hack the body apart in order to make the body feel better? There's a certain arrogance to humanity that just doesn't serve us.
So you're convinced that there's a higher power that helps us, creates this, in order to help us live longer.
Well, I've been personally in my personal life, I'm definitely a spiritual person, but as a scientist, it's impossible to believe that things, the human body got put together in some kind of accidental fashion. There's no way in the short course of the millions of years that supposedly the human body has been around, 2 million years or so, that this thing got put together this way. It's too complex, it's too intricate, and it's too intelligent. So what we should be doing is respecting the system, honoring the system, not manipulating the system, not sticking our nose in its business, but feeding it good food, breathing good clean air, drinking clean water, using nutritional supplements where necessary, and making sure we're tapping into our spiritual natures, accessing our mental powers, and using emotions correctly. And to me, that's the secret to staying healthy.
We're with pharmacist Ben, who's part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. He has a toll-free number as well, and it's manned right now, or female right now, too. 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234. That's the phone number if you can't get to a computer. With the news that they keep putting on Critical Health News, it's cutting edge. I mean, when the latest comes out, they've got it on that website. You've got it on that website. You've also got a Critical Health News YouTube channel now, Ben, which is getting tremendous exposure.
I love YouTube, and I love the way the internet allows you to access people person to person almost. You get to see the person who's giving you the news, and it allows people with just a webcam basically and an internet to have the same power that 15 years ago you'd have to have an entire television station to have.
Well, that's absolutely true. Ben, we're going to come back in a moment, and we've got you for the next hour and a half. We're going to take phone calls. So many people have been emailing me once they went to our website, coasttocoastam.com, and realized you were going to be on. So they've got all kinds of questions and tips, and maybe you can just help some people out. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We will take phone calls when we roll right back on Coast to Coast AM. And again, website, criticalhealthnews.com. And his toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO. It said radio. That old Tom Jones song that you're hearing, Delilah, was featured in the movie American Hustle. If you haven't seen that movie, you can go rent it, and you'll see the segment where they were all singing this song. It's a great part of that movie. But once you hear it, you can't get it out of your mind. It just goes on and on and on. We should get Tom on the program. That would be an interesting interview, to be sure. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben, as we talk about criticalhealthnews.com and ways that you can take care of yourself during this holiday season. I have seen some people. I got to tell you about my mother, Ben. Since I was a youngster, she was always into health. She didn't work out a lot or anything, and a lot of people in those days didn't do that. But she was always into supplements and taking care of yourself. She's 86 years old now. Nice. She acts like she's 40, and she just keeps going and going and going. Keep in mind, she's 86, and she volunteered to serve food over for Thanksgiving. She's in Detroit for a senior citizens group.
Wow.
And so she's serving food to the senior citizens, and she called me and said, "Gosh, those people are old." And she's 86.
That's
she's
great.
Probably older than, but she's always, she would send me articles, Ben, no matter where I went around the country, in Minneapolis, St. Louis, any place I moved to in broadcasting, she'd send me clippings and articles from holistic doctors or well-known doctors who were into this. And I think that's probably where I got the interest.
How did she know?
I don't know. She studied, she learned, but it was just something that fascinated. She still does this. I got to tell you, I will open up my mail at the network, and she's got a clipping in there that says, you know, like turmeric fights cancer or this or that. And, you know, I'm not going to call her up and say, "Mom, I know this already." You know, she's your mom, right? But, I mean, she's just into that, and I think that's amazing.
Now, your dad?
Dad passed away, it'll be 4 years this December, but he was 88. He had a good run.
Did he know about this kind of stuff? Was he into this?
He wasn't into it like she was. I'm sure she hounded him, telling him, "Hey, do this, do that." But he was very healthy until about the last couple weeks of his life.
You know, you raise a really interesting point, though, George, because it is incumbent upon parents to teach these things to children. And that's the only way that we're going to get out of this crisis, is if we hand this kind of information down to the future generations, is if parents pass this information down to their children. It's the only way we're going to break the cycle.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And when you talk to people, as you will for the next hour and a half, they want information on how to make their lives or the lives of the people that they're surrounding themselves with comfortable.
Yep.
And healthy. I mean, would you like to live a long life and not be healthy?
Wouldn't that be awful? You remember that movie that came out a few years ago, Death Becomes Her? Do you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Where they get to be old, they get to live old, or they live to be 140 or 150, but they're falling apart as they're living old. And that's kind of the curse that we all have. Yeah, our life expectancy may be increasing a year or two every decade or so, but what good is it if you have a life expectancy of 75 or 80 or 85 if you're falling apart the last 30 years?
All right, my friend, let's take some calls for you as they line up. Lindy on the wild card line in La Cañada, Flint Ridge, California. Welcome to the program, Lindy. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, Lindy.
Hi there. I was calling about my son. I have a 27-year-old son. He goes to Columbia, and he's getting his doctorate in psychology. And so from the outside, it seems that his life is pretty good, but he has suffered from depression his whole life. And it's debilitating. He can't go to class. He can't work. And I was wondering, are there any supplements that he might try to help him?
Well, there's certainly supplements that help with brain health and that can give him that can energize him. Of course, it's not only a supplemental strategy if you have a mental or emotional issue like depression. So there's other things he wants to do, he's going to need to do, including cognitive therapy. And I'm sure he understands these things if he's in becoming a psychiatrist. But from a physical perspective, the B vitamins are your brain vitamins. And they're very interesting because the B vitamins are water soluble, which means every time you go to the bathroom, every time you urinate, you lose these B vitamins. And if you're not replacing them on a steady basis, that is throughout the day, the odds are very good. In fact, it's very likely that you're going to be deficient in these vitamins. They're not found in foods the way we eat foods. They're only found in living foods, and most of us are subsisting on processed foods. So it's very, very easy to become deficient in these brain vitamins. And it turns out that many of the diseases that we suffer from in this culture in large numbers, such as heart disease and diabetes and even mental health issues, are really in large part at least partially affected by deficiencies in the B vitamins. So you want to make sure he's getting a steady supply of the B complex either through living foods or through nutritional supplementation. And if he's going to use go the nutritional supplement route, and I recommend that he does in addition to making sure he has his living foods, he wants to be drinking his B vitamins. They're water soluble and they're accessed much more readily into the body if they're in a liquid format. So look for a liquid form of the B complex, liquid form of the B vitamins, and that's all the B vitamins. It's a complex of eight vitamins. And also vegetable juices, which are a wonderful source of these B vitamins, in addition to other water-soluble brain and electrical nutrients. So think B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, and also to a certain extent folic acid.
Ben, why is water so critical to our life and also to have?
Great question. You know, our bodies are, we're essentially puddles sloshing about. You know, we're 60 to 70% water. Think about that, George. How could something be 60 to 70% water and be just a solid living being?
we're like a walking tube.
Like a walking puddle, basically, right? Well, here's the thing about water that is very underappreciated. The body's chemistry is designed to run at peak efficiency in a milieu of water. And when we become desiccated or we become dried out, which is what dehydration really is, the body's chemistry starts to slow down. The enzymes don't work as efficiently, and we don't feel as good. That's why something as simple as drinking water first thing in the morning can give you almost as much energy, not exactly as much, but almost as much energy as a cup of coffee. You're diluting your blood, you're getting more blood to your brain, and your enzymes and the other biochemicals in your body are working much more efficiently. Something as simple as drinking water can change your life. If you have back pain or your joints or you have any kind of joint problems, water can help swell your joints to help relieve back pain. And if you're interested in losing weight and you want to eat less food, drinking water can fill you up so that you don't eat as much food at your meal, which is a great strategy for tomorrow. Folks don't want to eat a lot or are worried about having overindulging. Start the meal off by drinking a lot of water. But you got to keep in mind, the more water you drink, the more urgently you need your water-soluble vitamins because you're going to be running in at a deficiency state as that water leaves your body.
I have found, too, that when you diet, you tend to lose more liquid, more water in your system. How come?
Well, when you're dieting, you know, when you're trying to eat less food, well, I don't know why that would be.
What is it? The fat breaks down and turns into liquid, or what?
I don't know why that would be. What would happen? What I would think?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be.
All right. Next up, let's go to Bryce in Sykeston, Missouri. Happens to be a first-time caller. Bryce, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George. I've wanted to talk to you for a while. Glad I finally got through.
Super.
I had a question for your guest about dimethyltryptamine. You know, I've heard that they use it for drug treatment in other countries. I wondered if he had any input on how
that
works.
I hadn't heard about that, but I know they're using psychedelic mushrooms for cancer patients. That might have something to do with what you're thinking about. Dimethyltryptamine, DMT, is made in the pineal gland, and there's a really cool book on it by a guy named Rick Strassman.
Rick's been on the program.
He's a brilliant man, and DMT has got some super fascinating properties, as I'm sure you understand, George. But I don't know, I hadn't heard about it being used medicinally, although, like I say, I know that certain psychedelic drugs are sometimes used for cancer patients.
What is it about some of these drugs?
Psychedelic drugs?
Yeah. How do they work?
Well, you know, that's a pretty darn interesting question.
Sure,
you know what
is.
The word psychedelic means? It means to reveal the soul. Psychedelic, or to reveal the psyche. Psychedelic means to reveal the soul, or to reveal the psyche. And how those darn things work is a pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. I don't know how they work.
Well, that's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Let's go to Cindy in Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to the program. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Ben. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I started taking your products about 3 weeks ago. I'm very ill. And one thing the guy couldn't answer was, I have no hormones, and then the nervous system, too. I've got peripheral neuropathy, very, very bad. Can barely walk, and a lot of spine, cervical, lumbar problems. But he couldn't answer the question about hormones.
Okay, so here's the deal with hormones. Hormones are one of the two major classes of chemicals in the body, two major classes of biochemicals in the body. One are called enzymes and the other are called hormones. Hormones work by initiating activities in all the cells, and nothing happens in the body without hormones. You wouldn't be talking to us if you didn't have tons of hormonal activity going on. What you're talking about is deficiencies in specific hormones or imbalances in hormones. And to try to control your body at the hormone level is a fool's errand. It is impossible to do. And this is why hormone replacement therapy is so fraught with side effects and dangers, including cancer and including death. The way you want to handle your hormones is you want to give the body the raw materials it needs to do its work and to make sure you're not putting the bad stuff in that impairs the body from doing its work. The divine force will take care of the hormones. That's not our business. What we need to be doing, if you have a hormone issue, is you want to be making sure you're getting all the raw materials that you need, and that's where the nutritional supplements come in addition to making sure you're eating correctly, and keeping the blood clean by avoiding foods that interfere with the body's, that cause an interference with the body's ability to do its mandated duty. All disease, and it sounds like you're dealing with some pretty serious stuff there, ma'am, and God bless you. I hope everything works out for you. All disease has, chronic degenerative disease has one cause and one cause only, and that is dirty blood. And the dirty blood is a combination of two factors. Number one, stuff that's getting in through the digestive system, unless you're an IV drug user, and you can get it in through the blood, through the skin. But for most of us, it's going to be coming in through the digestive tract in combination with nutritional deficiencies that are a function of our soils and a function of our food processing and a function of how we eat. It all comes down to dirty blood, which is a function of foods. So for if you have a whole spectrum of degeneration, a big bodily mess, what you want to do is first and foremost get to the bottom of food issues by doing a food diary and eliminating all problem foods and then making sure that you're on a good supplement program in addition to making sure, of course, that you're eating correctly, getting your protein and your fats and your carbohydrates. The hormones will take care of themselves. This is the medical idea that we're going to manipulate the body at the hormone level, and it is impossible to do.
Ben, on your speaking engagements and, of course, your radio program, The Bright Side, what do people generally want to know?
For the most part, what people are dealing with is long-term chronic issues where their body has fallen apart and they're not getting any answers from the medical model. And as a representative of the medical model, I can see why they're not getting answers from the medical model. The model that we've created to take care of health is doing the exact opposite. Surgeries and drugs, which are the main tools of the medical model for dealing with degeneration, can do nothing but sap the vitality out of the body. So the tools that we've prepared, that we've created to deal with degeneration, exacerbate degeneration. And so most of the calls that I get are people that are just frustrated with the way we take care of health and the way we take care of disease. And that's why, to me, simplification is so, so important, George. It really is as simple as putting the good stuff in and taking the bad stuff out. And, of course, it's a little bit trickier to assess what the good stuff is and what the bad stuff is for us as individuals. But from a theoretical standpoint, no matter what our chronic degenerative issues are, it's as simple as stopping the garbage coming in from through foods and making sure that you're getting the mighty 90 essential nutrients, the basic, bare bones, basic nutrition that the body needs to do its business.
One of my favorite meals happens to be on what's going to happen on Thanksgiving Day, and that's turkey and mashed potatoes and some cranberry sauce and a little stuffing and some peas. I love it. I love it. I've always loved it. Maybe when Mom used to give me those TV dinners with the turkey in there, I just love it. It just, to me, it just tastes great. Is too much, though? I mean, I look at it and say, okay, so once or twice a year, you cheat a little bit, and you go a little overboard.
No, George, it's not cheating, though. Enjoy. The thing is we have a shutoff point. We know when we've eaten enough.
Yes.
But we feel like we have to either eat what's on our plate, or we're in a social situation, or if we spent money on the food, we will feel like we need to eat it. We don't listen to our bodies, George. It's not a question of suffering. You don't need to be a monk. You don't need to be an ascetic. What we want to do is just listen to our bodies. You know, we pay attention. We deify our brains, and we deify our minds at the expense of our bodies. Here, do this little experiment, George. Next time, you know, I don't know if you have whatever everybody has a vice, Snickers bars or Twizzlers or pies or whatever it is. The next time you want to have it, and anybody who's listening, the next time you have your particular food that's a vice and that you part of you knows you shouldn't be doing, but you do anyway, do it, but do it slowly and pay attention to your belly as you're doing it. So as you're eating that Snickers bar, unwrap the Snickers bar slowly and listen in to your body. And I guarantee you, George, you're going to hear a voice that goes, no, don't do it. But we don't listen to that wisdom. So when we're hungry, we need to eat. Or if the turkey's delicious, we're going to love it. But there's going to be a point, George, where your stomach says, please, don't do it. And that, don't do anymore. And that's what we want to learn to do, is listen to our bodies. Trust the wisdom and the intelligence of our bodies. We've created a culture that's made it out like the body's dumb and the brain is the ruler. The brain is the smartest part of our body. But the wisdom is really built into the entire body, and we have to begin to listen to it. We're paying the price for ignoring the wisdom of the body.
Ben, I want to talk with you when we come back at the top of the hour and take more calls, but I want to talk with you about type 2 diabetes, which seems to be at an epidemic level.
So tragic, George, because it is so unnecessary. It's strictly a lifestyle disease. Indigenous cultures don't get diabetes. Wild animals that live in the wild don't get diabetes, but zoo animals get diabetes. Domesticated animals get diabetes. Wild animals don't. Indigenous populations don't. What does that tell you? The rate of diabetes has exploded as our food supply has changed. That's the relationship of food to diabetes is inextricable. They're tied together.
Okay, stay with us. By the way, in about an hour plus, we're going to be talking with Patricia Greer about crop formations, a great story, so stand by for that. But when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we're going to take more phone calls and continue talking with Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234.